a call at 864-238-8800. We've got your portable toilet rentals, hand wash stations, luxury restroom toilet trailers, septic tank services, and holding tanks. So whenever you need to speak with the Queen of Clean, call Royal Flush at 864-238-8800.
So Ty Simpson, apparently fed up with the nature of college football, has decided to go to the NFL because Ty Simpson had chances to go elsewhere. He could have gone to LSU, could have gone to Miami. I think he had plenty of chances, and he's opted for the NFL. Maybe he's had enough of college football. I don't know. I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I didn't see that post-game press conference with Indiana and Alabama. I don't know what DeBoer said about Simpson's removal from that game, whether he thought the game was gone, whether he thought Simpson was hurt, whether he thought they just needed to try something else. If it was just to try something else, then that would be another reason why Simpson opted out of Alabama. I did not see that post-game press conference. One of you Alabama people, if you saw that, let me know what was said about Ty Simpson in that regard. But, you know, again, we've seen lots of movement. We've seen Austin Simmons going to Missouri. We've seen Grunkemeyer going to Virginia Tech, which I think is a great acquisition. I don't know what Virginia's plan is yet. We don't fully know whether Morris will be given another year yet. People have asked me about that. I'm not sure. I haven't seen the answer to that. I saw this the other day. I think there are 188 quarterbacks in the transfer portal. Somebody posted that the other day. I didn't check that. I don't know if that's right, but you know, realize that would be that'd be 50 some more than the amount of teams we have. So that's the inflated fat portal and the impact it has. So I don't know. In any case, Ty Simpson off to the NFL, and he did not have a good second half of the year. If he's healthy, the postseason workout will tell a lot. He will still be a round one quarterback in my estimation right now. As the situation sits right now, he would likely be QB3, but that remains to be seen. Tim in Cashiers. Tim, how are you, Tim? Good to have you.
I'm good, Walt. How are you?
Good, Tim. Thank you for getting in.
Good. First time caller.
Welcome in.
Enjoy listening to you on the way home. And full disclosure, I know Revere from TR, and he's actually a decent dude.
Well, good.
So,
good.
But, Walt, like, before you kind of mentioned, like, a lockout.
Have you been, by the way, Tim, not to interrupt, but have you been to the German restaurant in up there?
Where?
Flat Rock. Okay.
But I encourage, Cashers is beautiful and lived here a long time, and yeah, I'm sure a lot of listeners have been here, and
oh yeah,
it's a good spot, particularly if you're a golfer. But hey, on the collecting bargaining stuff, like, I was thinking of this before you brought it up, but why not pay the players on a 10 or 11 game schedule, like from the university and the like, and lock them out? I mean, personally, I go to five or six, most of the home games. your mess area is all a mass season ticket holder, and know a lot of season ticket holders who are quasi getting priced out. So, you know, when we say the universities are making money, I'm sure they are through enrollment and alcohol sales or whatever. But the fan, you know, is getting a little stretched.
Yeah,
I believe. Look, by the way, Tim,
it's
moving that way.
Look, I think without a lockout, you have no chance of a negotiation. I mean, I think lockout is going to be the only potential answer, because I don't know why the other side is going to negotiate at this point when you have routinely given them everything they wanted. And again, you're finding, instead of saying no, you're finding new sources of equity to go further. And we're moving towards a private equity.
I'm talking to those folks, Walt, but it's not sustainable.
No, it's of course it's not.
Like, is TV and the money involved, like the NFL and the merchandise sales, is that, I mean, college football, we love it, you know, being in this part of the country, but it's not the NFL.
No.
So at the end of the day, like, it's going to dry up.
Yeah.
And
Pam, here's what we have now, Tim. Okay.
The NCAA actually do something and be the actual commissioner level stuff or somebody else or whomever and lock them out.
Yeah, I think at some point, if this is ever going to turn back, I think that's what it's going to require. It's going to require a lockout, and you're going to have to see whether you can get all parties in college football to agree on that.
Don't you think like the rookie deal in the NFL?
Yeah.
I mean, don't you think they can at least level the playing field for incoming freshmen, where, hey, you know, you're going to be slotted here based on your star ranking or whatever they would use there, and let teams get good through the freshman class at least. I mean, it's got to be heading there.
Yeah, look, I think those are good ideas, Tim, and in the National Football League, you have willing participants, or at least semi-willing participants, who sit down at a negotiating table and collect it and have collective bargaining. But again, you have more of a give and take there until in this situation.
Well, we're only talking about like 32 teams in the NCAA that would ever think they could win a national championship. I went to the University of Minnesota.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're.
Tim, let me ask you something. Would Indiana and Texas Tech have been on your list of teams that could win a national championship a couple years ago?
I mean, maybe Texas Tech, but. And look, I mean, I think you can strike lightning in the bottle, but Indiana is not sustainable, in my opinion. Although, the Big Ten, with the TV deal, gets more money than anybody else. So, I mean, I understand it from that perspective, but I don't know. I mean, I think that there are very few teams, evidence of me following Minnesota, although Clemson fan now, that can ever do it.
I don't know, Tim. I think the whole playing field has been. I think the whole playing field has been balanced. Look. The one positive of this is the viewability of it. Quite honestly, it's the playing field has been evened. There are more teams in the mix than ever before, and it's just going to keep going. There's not going to be any more dynasties. The dynastic stuff is done. The notion of the Nick Sabans and the Alabama or Dabo Swinney and Clemson when they were doing their thing, even Georgia when they won back-to-back national titles, that's just not going to happen anymore because there's just too much
NBC
balance.
NBC did like evaluation of these like schools, right?
Yeah.
And Clemson's like top 20 and whatever. Minnesota's like top 50, but at the end of the day, like, they don't have the money, Minnesota doesn't, to compete with Clemson, who may not have the money to compete with in Alabama or the such. And I guess my point is that there are very few teams that in this current structure can afford to actually think they can win a national title. And at the end of the day, why don't we just get those 32 teams together and create a league?
Well, I don't know, Tim. That's the one part I disagree with you on. I think there are more teams than ever, and I think that number is just going to keep expanding. You know, I do think this is, as I've described it before, I think this is the fruit fly experiment. I think eventually everybody dies. But, you know, they thrive for a while, but it all implodes, rather. Eventually.
Well, you're the man.
But okay, good talking to Tim. Thank you. Appreciate the call.
You too.
Good job.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, look, I think he raises good points. And I think the lockout part of it, if you ever want to reset this, it's going to take a lockout. Going back to Chuck's question about Jacksonville and Buffalo, I think Jacksonville has a great chance. I think Buffalo is Josh Allen and the Allenettes. I just don't think they're very good. I think that he's dragging the lifeless body of that team along with him, and I think Jacksonville can win that game. I would love to see Josh Allen get to a Super Bowl. I think he's clearly the best player in the National Football League by a large distance. And but I don't know how you're dragging that team to a Super Bowl. I just don't think they've done enough. I think I'd fire that entire staff, to be honest. Rudy and then Jason in Columbia, two more great callers. Rudy, how are you, Rudy? Good to have you.
Good, too, my friend. How you doing?
Good, Rudy. Appreciate you getting in.
Did that last guy say that Indiana was a one and done? Does he know who the head coach is?
Right, and they're already hammering the portal. I mean, they already added Hoover.
Seriously.
And they already added Hoover. They got arguably the best receiver in the whole mix, and Nick Barsh from Michigan State.
I mean, I don't think Indiana's going nowhere as long as Cignetti's there.
Yeah, it looks that way.
As far as their Clemson, now, obviously they're not going to take a quarterback. They're going to ride down Vezina, right? I get that. So they're hammering the defense, right? They're hammering the defense in the portal. Tom Allen is hammering the defense,
yeah,
right? So is that what they're looking for? They want the defense, and they want a game manager at Vezina make and become? Is that what they're looking for?
I think you're going to add another running back to try and improve the run game. And then with the talent they have at receiver and hopefully an improved offensive line from an athleticism standpoint, from a talent standpoint, you think that you can improve the run game and with the receivers that Clemson has, that will give you enough to run productive offense. I'm not sure that's true. I still think there are going to be questions about this offense, and I'm still concerned about that element, but I'm interested to see. You know, I've heard some names as possibilities for the other running back. One of the names that I've heard excites me a lot, so we'll see.
So are you not a believer in Gideon Davis?
I am, but I'm also acknowledging that he's never started a football game. And I'm just not going to leave I'm not going to leave that. I'm not going to leave my running back room to that. I need an experienced running back who has carried the ball at the collegiate level. Before, because right now you're talking about going into next season with a starting quarterback who has started one game and a starting running back who has started none.
Okay, I understand that. Let me ask you this: as far as me being a Falcons fan, would you not go after John Harbaugh?
Oh, absolutely. I'd give him anything he wanted. Anything he wanted. I'm getting him to Atlanta. Back up the Briggs truck.
Is Arthur Blank that intelligent to do that?
I don't understand what your other options are. I mean, you fired your existing staff. You fired Raheem Morris. You fired Fontenot. I am 100% going all out to get John Harbaugh. John Harbaugh has been an elite football coach in this league for a long time, and he's suddenly available.
What's the reason behind they fired him? I don't get that.
They're stupid. I mean, you know, look, listen, we live in a fast food world, Rudy, where attention spans aren't great. And, you know, and sometimes the message just grows a little bit tiresome. The same people hearing it over and over again. And sometimes you make change for change's sake, but oftentimes that blows up in your face. Harbaugh has been the lead coach. His quarterback was hurt all year. I don't know.
So Baltimore is on the verge of they lost their head coach. They're on the verge of losing Lamar Jackson. So I guess they're just going to be the next New York Jets, right?
I don't know. I mean, you know, Rudy, they were probably the Vegas favorite before the year. So nothing has worked out there this year.
Agreed.
And that's probably why ultimately Harbaugh moves on. But he's going to have his choice of jobs because, I mean, to me, he's the leading candidate for any opening. So any opening that exists, he'd be the leading candidate for.
I appreciate you, brother. I do. And
thank you,
Rudy. I'm going to tell you what. Atlanta, get John Harbaugh. Let's go. Open the checkbook.
Yep, 100%. Have to do it. Yep. Thank you, Rudy. Good job. Jason of Columbia, go right to you, Jason, on the other side. Let me tell you about my friends at Gilstrap. Gilstrap Roofing has been covering the upstate for four generations. Ron, this is just so insane. They're the most experienced, obviously. They've been doing roofs for 90 years. I mean, I have no idea. Like, I was going to say, I don't know what my neighborhood. There was no neighborhood. My neighborhood was just woods 90 years ago. It's a lot of just woods now, but 90 years ago, there were no houses. There was nothing. You know, Gilstrap was doing roofs 90 years ago, which is crazy. Gilstrap is the upstate's go-to for quality roofs, storm damage, roof replacement, roof repair. They do it all. They work with an experienced team of roofers who specialize in shingle roofs, metal roofs, flat roofs for residential, commercial, industrial customers. Gilstrap works alongside you and your insurance company to help streamline the claims process. If you're looking for a full-service roofing contractor with extensive experience who's fully licensed, bonded, and insured, look no further than Gilstrap Roofing and the Gilstrap Difference, serving the upstate since 1935. Family-owned and operated across four generations, A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, fully licensed, bonded, and insured, a full-service roofing contractor, extensive experience with hail damage and wind damage claims, GAF Master Elite Certified, gives the option to upgrade your warranty. Like and follow Gilstrap Roofing on Facebook and Instagram for a chance to win their monthly giveaway. I promise you won't want to miss out. Simply, they're the best. 864-269-1232. 864-269-1232. Tell them I sent you. Visit them online, gilstraproofing.com. Wall Tip to the Road Rage. We'll take a quick break. We'll get to Jason Columbia first when we get back. We'll talk a little bit about Clemson's offensive line for next year because I think that's going to be the key to any successful offense Clemson tries to run. I think two freshmen will play a role in that next season, and I think maybe a significant role. It's hard to project freshmen into any sort of starting or main role on a collegiate offensive line, but I think Clemson has two guys that I can see either starting or competing for starting spots, and both are 100% going to play, and there might be three of them. Wall Tip to the Road Range, quick break.
Everyone knows nothing goes better with football than Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A of Clemson and Seneca remain your reliable source for game day food. Get your trays, nuggets, minis, strips, and more. Herb, class of 82, and Carol, class of 84, know the importance of football and great food, so get on the Chick-fil-A app or call Chick-fil-A of Clemson at 864-654-4655 or Chick-fil-A of Seneca at 864-886-9080 to make sure you're all set to eat what you love during the big game.
We are here with Eric Snyder of Snyder Tree Care. Eric, I've been told we have a new invader.
It's called the Spotted Lanternfly. It's got big wings, and it's red, and it's got spots. If you call us, we can tell you all about it. But we have a good program to keep them at bay. And if we don't, they're going to kill a lot of our trees, like 54 different species of tree. You can find us on the web at SchneiderTree.com.
Leave it to Schneider Tree Care.
Hey, this is KDE over here at Engineer Sleep. Before I ever built mattresses, I played college football. And one thing sports taught me is that your body only performs as well as you let it recover. That's why I take so much pride in what we build here at Engineer Sleep. Every mattress is made by real hands, built strong, and built to help you wake up ready for the day. If you want a mattress made by people who know what real rest means, come see us at Engineer Sleep.
Hi, everybody. I'm Don Munson, and up next is your Clemson Daily Update, presented by BASF. Hey, Tiger fans, want to join another winning team? Join the hundreds of BASF employees creating team chemistry every day at BASF in Seneca. Starting pay is $24 an hour with more for experience. BASF offers rewarding careers, top-tier benefits, and opportunities for growth. Apply now at www.basf.com/Seneca. That's www.basf.com/Seneca. BASF and Seneca, we create chemistry. Well, hi, everybody, and welcome to the show. Clemson men's basketball swings back into action tonight in Little John Coliseum. It'll be a late one, 9 o'clock tip against the Mustangs of SMU. This will be just the fifth meeting all time between Clemson and SMU in basketball. It's a series that started back in 1970. Nashville, Tennessee was the site. Clemson picked up a 67-51 victory over SMU at that time. The only loss that Clemson has suffered to SMU so far in the four games that they've played previous was in 2014. That was in New York City. Clemson lost by 65-59. The last couple of games Clemson won, both of them were last year, as they won at SMU by a final count of 79-69, and then won in the ACC tournament in Charlotte also last season, 57-54. So one of the things, if you've been listening, maybe you've picked up on, Clemson and SMU have played four times. Each time it's been in a different state. Here they will come to South Carolina, and for five times it'll be a different state. Airtime for us on Network Lines will start at 8:30 in the evening, as Tim Beret and I will be with you on the call. Hope that you can join us. Better yet, hope you can come on out and support Brad Burnell and his Tigers. As always, go Tigers!
Do you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt or personal loans? With credit card debt at all-time highs, Debt Relief Advocates is urgently notifying consumers of debt relief now being made available, designed to aid consumers with out-of-control credit card debt. Those who qualify and enroll for this relief program will only have to pay back a fraction of what they owe. This is not bankruptcy or a debt consolidation loan. This is a relief program that credit card companies would rather you not know about, as it ends your debt nightmare and saves you lots of money. Consumers owing at least $10,000 in credit card debt or personal loans can now take advantage of this debt relief as the cost of living skyrockets. Debt Relief Advocates has established a relief hotline for you to call to learn what debt reduction you may qualify for, so don't wait. For this free information, call the Relief Hotline at 800-606-8737. 800-606-8737. 800-606-8737.
Broadcasting live from the Upcountry Fiber Studios, this is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
We don't whisper opinions. We deliver them at full volume.
They do not know how to whisper.
105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Baby, do you understand me now? Yes, sometimes I seem a little mad. But don't you know that no life can all angel. And when things go wrong, I seem a little mad. But I'm just a soul whose intentions are good. Oh Lord, please don't let me be misunderstood.
Walt Deptula Road Rage, we are back. Let me get to Jason, and you can get in if you want, 654-7627. Jason, good to have you, Jason, as always.
You know what? I really enjoyed the SEC talk earlier in the show. You know, it gave me a flashback. You know, when we played Carolina this year, I mean, it took me about 5 minutes with the SEC network, and I said, what am I doing? And I just turned it off and synced it up with Don Munson's call.
There you go.
And it was great. It was so much better. But it just honestly, and I'm not trolling, but it's just the truth. It reminds me of any time we watch a game where Clemson's playing in Columbia, you hear the announcers, and then the people in Columbia on the radio here, they talk about it all week long. Well, some of these players at Clemson are going to be so wide-eyed because they've never been in a stadium like this.
Yeah.
And it's such a tough place to play. And it's like, well, if it's a tough place to play, why is Shane Beamer one game under 500 against Power 4 opponents during his tenure?
Yeah.
And why was Will Muschamp like 15 games under 500 and lost to the Citadel and App State? You know, like, he didn't lose the Citadel. That was Sean Elliott, I guess. But, you know, it's just, it's that kind of propaganda. It's like when you actually have numbers you can look at that tell the story, you know, the propaganda doesn't, it goes out the window, you know?
You know, the thing to the whole tough place to play deal is places are made tough to play by the quality of the home team that plays in the stadium.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and I mean, but it just reminded me of it's the constant propaganda that you get, and it's the Ouroboros, the snake eating its own tail. You know, there are no bad SEC losses, but all SEC wins are good. And, you know, if there was a tie, it would be a great SEC tie.
Yeah, that's true.
But it just, because we're always beating up on each other. You know,
Even with the expansion, even with Texas and Oklahoma, the rent of teams, the league is not very good. And that's just the reality of it. So any of these future arguments to be made about status and exemptions and free passes and all that stuff, that should all fall on deaf ears. There's no way, from a negotiating standpoint, anyone should agree to any of that. I'm sorry. The league has just not earned it. You have to earn it. You've not earned it. I don't care what you say. I mean, there's you can't even make an argument right now. There's no argument to be made by the commissioner of this league anymore about the quality of this league. You can't do it. It doesn't exist. The league has been absolutely embarrassed the last 3 years in the college football playoff, and this is the most embarrassing bowl performance by the SEC ever. And if Ole Miss dares lose to Miami, then that gets that much worse. And I don't even know what you say at that point. You'll have five teams in. Five of the 10, a full 50% of the field goes to your league, and none of your teams make the playoff, and you lose to an ACC team, no less?
Well, especially after
none of those teams make the championship game. It's
yeah, and I mean, in recent months, you had to hear all that Greg Sankey, like you said, is going to take his ball and go home and have his own playoff because they weren't guaranteed 10 teams in the field, you know, that kind of stuff. And it's just, I mean, it bugs me to no end because it's like, I'm sure you see this. You know, I don't participate on Twitter. I just have a burner to keep up on my favorite teams. But it's like, occasionally I'll see these national writers, and the first thing they do is quote the TV ratings and go, well, I was told that college football was in a bad place. And it's like, you idiot. You know, we all understand that America loves football. We're going to watch college football, okay? And it's like you said, the final product as far as the advent of the playoff, we love it.
Yep.
Just, you know. But you cannot tell me that there's a single, maybe in Bloomington and Indiana they would be different, but outside of Bloomington and Lubbock right now, you can't tell me there's a single college football fan that if you put the lie detector on them said, is the game in a better place than it was 10, 15 years ago or worse? Everyone would say it's worse and that, you know, it can't sustain itself. And I agree with you now, Indiana with Cignetti, he can sustain that program. I mean, did you see Mark Cuban?
He wrote another
NIL check for him.
Right. That's the thing. I mean, they've got a big money donor. That's the thing. I mean, we act like it's just Cignetti and coaching magic and everything else. Yeah, it's Cignetti and coaching magic and insane funding. That's what it is. And, you know, and they've already been buying players in the portal. And so, you know, the whole landscape of college football has changed in every way. And, you know, this used to be about these alleged blue bloods and these alleged great coaches. And I just think back to Spurrier, what Spurrier said about Saban, said, yeah, man, go do it at Duke. And then come tell me about it. Until you do it, and then, you know, and those schools had the same type of competitive advantages for forever. Well, you know, that's gone. Now we have this sort of melting pot of college football. And yeah, look, the end product looks great. It's incredibly competitive. It's great to watch. It's more entertaining than it's ever been until you start looking at the math. And the math is, to get there is just unbelievably ugly, and it's clearly not sustainable. I mean, you're hemorrhaging out the bottom, and you keep pouring more stuff into the top. Your answer isn't to fix the leak. It's to keep pouring more in. Well, at some point, you're not going to be able to keep pouring more in.
Yeah. Well, it kind of reminds me, it's like, you know, it's the old 80s and 90s image of the supermodel, and it's like, man, those girls were beautiful. And then they're all chain smokers who are doing cocaine and every drug possible. So that, you know, they all got black lungs like coal miners, but on the outside they are beautiful. You know what I mean? But it's kind of how I feel about college football right now. So, and the Washington quarterback, I mean, if that is 100% true, and I have no reason to doubt it about the, you know, while his teammates and coaches were at the funeral, and that's when he backstabs them and releases that statement. I mean, what a piece of trash. I'm not surprised Lane Kiffin's affiliated with that, obviously. And
yeah, I'm going to stay off of that part, Jason, because I don't know the timeline there. I don't even know if he knew, for example, that was going on. I have no way of knowing that. I'm not going to adjudicate.
According to Fish's wife, he did. I don't know if you saw the post from Fish's wife, but anyway,
no, I didn't.
She came out and made a public statement.
Wow. Okay. Well, that would be more of a condemnation then.
Yeah, but we'll leave that to the side. But listen, I know you're going to talk about the offensive line. I was just curious. You had made mention of a running back. Now, I assume you haven't made that public. It's kind of like your sources, because I haven't seen any of that on the different websites. I would love it to be true. And I will say I have an idea. I won't say it on the phone. Maybe I'll text you. But I do have an idea of who I think you're talking about. But I just wanted to clarify that that's not something that's like public knowledge. That's something that you have maybe some sources or just a feel for.
Correct. To my knowledge. Okay, I can't keep track of what's public and what's not, Jason. You know, it's like almost impossible from minute to minute. But yeah, it's just something that I've been told. And if it were to happen, it would make me very happy.
Yeah, I was disappointed we got sniped on the Michigan State left tackle. Of course, I'm not some offensive line guru, but I just figured a Big Ten, 6'7" left tackle, ready-made starter, I figured that was a good start, but looks like Auburn sniped us there.
Yep.
So, but I look forward to hearing your offensive line discussion.
Yep, thank you, Jason.
Go Brownell and the Tigers tonight.
100%. Let's go. Thank you, Jason. I want to get to that. Before I do that, let me, that didn't work. What just happened there? Oh boy. Let me see if I can get back to this. Need to take care of some business and everything just vanished on me. Come on. Okay. All right. We are almost there. Let me tell you about my friends at Moretti's. Hey, listen, if you're looking for a fast, delicious lunch spot right off I-385, Moretti's Pizzeria and Bar in Malden is the move. It's just a quick hop from downtown Greenville or Simpsonville, exit onto Butler Road toward Malden, and you're there in about a half a mile. Moretti's is serving authentic Buffalo, New York style favorites. They hit perfectly at lunchtime. Their stone oven pizza is unbelievable. You will thank me later. It's incredible. And the buffalo wings, you're getting real authentic buffalo wings. You can't get them anywhere but Buffalo, anywhere I know of. Crispy, juicy, with that spicy, buttery kick. Only real buffalo wings have. Grab them with ranch or blue cheese and you're all set. Look, if you want something hearty but quick, who was it who called in the other day about the beef on Wackamana? Who was it called? You have no clue? You're shaking their head.
I can't remember who it was.
I can't. Somebody called the other day about the beef on whack. They just went there and said it was the greatest sandwich they have ever had. Was it Sid?
Sid did call in, but I can't remember if he went on the air or if that was off the air.
Okay, I think it might have been Sid. But any case, beef on whack, thin sliced roast beef, pile it high on a sea salt caraway roll. It takes them 8 hours to cook it. They cook it low and slow with horseradish and odd juice. It's a Buffalo classic and a Power Lunch favorite. It's insanely good. Moretti's also has subs, sandwiches, wraps, burgers, salads, calzones, pastas, appetizers, and more. Plus a full bar, great sports bar vibe. Especially check out their Little John Coliseum table, made from the original Little John Coliseum floor. And so for your next lunch, skip the drive-thru. Hit Moretti's, 783 East Butler Road in Malden, just minutes off of I-385. Moretti's, the perfect lunch spot where everybody is a regular. I promise you will 100% thank me later. It's just incredible. It is Moretti's. Also, before we go to break, let me tell you about my friends at Ortho Laser of Spartanburg. Look, if you want your pain to go away, if you're living in pain, heed what I'm about to tell you. Here's the address, the phone number, the time to make your pain go away. It's Ortho Laser of Spartanburg, 2555 Boiling Springs Road, Boiling Springs, South Carolina. Short drive from anywhere in the upstate, 864-327-8001, 864-327-8001. Hours, Monday to Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Recoverwithlight.com is the website. That's the website to heal your pain. You have the phone number to heal your pain. Heal at the speed of light with non-invasive, drug-free laser light therapy aimed at reducing pain, inflammation, accelerating healing. Therapy is FDA-cleared, non-surgical, drug free, no needles, no downtime, suitable for chronic pain like arthritis, injuries, acute pain, sprains, etc. Post-surgical recovery to speed healing, reduce swelling, flexible treatment schedule, sessions typically over several weeks depending on the condition. Check out their 5-star rating on Google. Incredible. Listen, relief from pain after only a few treatments for most patients. You can avoid surgery in some cases, like torn tendons and rotator cuff injuries. Discounts for veterans and first responders. Cash credit. Even use your HSA or FSA. There's also a payment plan called Sunbit, which they can help you with. And though treatments are not typically covered by insurance, patients find the cost very reasonable for the benefit of the treatment. And by the way, that 6-visit package is under $500. Recoverwithlight.com. Book your free 15-minute consultation to see if you're a good candidate to heal your pain with light therapy. This is the number. Tell them I sent you. It's how it works. 864-327-8001. 864-327-8001. A little Clemson offensive line talk and a little more Clemson basketball talk on the other side.
Running a business means wearing multiple hats. So if you're like me, you probably started out using your personal phone, taking client calls and texts nonstop. As my business grew, I needed something smarter. That's when I switched to Quo, the number one business phone system. Quo works right on your phone or computer. No carrying two phones, no clunky landline, just one easy app you can try for free. Your team can share one number and handle calls and texts together, like a shared inbox. Any teammate can jump into the conversation so customers get faster responses. And Quo's AI assistant summarizes your calls and responds to customers 24/7, so you never miss a lead or opportunity. All this starts at just $15 a month. That's basically two coffees. You can even keep your current business phone number. Find out why 90,000 businesses trust Quo. No missed calls, no missed customers. Try Quo for free at quo.com/sports. That's quo.com/sports to try Quo free. quo.com/sports.
You know, it's not your fault that losing weight is getting harder and harder to do. You're eating better, you're making the right choices, you're moving more. But your body just isn't responding the way that it used to. It's not your willpower, it's a metabolism. For many people, years of dieting quietly slow the metabolic system down, so the more work you put in, the less progress you see. At PhD Weight Loss, they help people identify what's actually blocking fat loss and fix the root cause, not just count calories. I know because they helped me lose over 50 pounds on the program. If you want to understand why your body isn't cooperating the way that you want it to, call the professionals at PhD Weight Loss right now and mention, "Fix my weight loss," and they'll unlock the New Year special for you. It's free, it's personalized, and it could explain everything that has been puzzling you in your weight loss journey. Call 864-644-1900 and say, "Fix my weight loss." That's 864-644-1900, or go to myphdweightloss.com.
New year, new goals, but pain shouldn't hold you back. Start 2026 feeling better with Ortho Laser Spartanburg. Our advanced MLS laser therapy reduces pain, decreases inflammation, and helps your body heal without drugs, shots, or downtime. Whether you're recovering from surgery, fighting chronic pain, or getting back into the gym, this is the year to take control. Make pain relief your first resolution. Schedule today at recoverwithlight.com. and step into the new year feeling stronger.
Does your AC run nonstop, yet your home never feels comfortable? If rooms are too hot or too cold, and your attic feels like an oven, the problem may be above your ceiling. At Koala Insulation of Greenville, we help homeowners take control with blown-in insulation and solar attic fans. Blown-in insulation fills gaps, while solar attic fans push heat out and ease strain on your HVAC system. You may qualify for up to a $1,050 Duke Energy rebate. Call Koala Insulation today at 864-867-1779.
Your family will delight in the locally sourced beef and other foods from AMPM Farms. Their beef is raised naturally with no hormones or vaccines, making its way from the pasture to their source. Along with vendor and farm products from 70 vendors, they offer the very best in local food choices. Platt and Ashley Moore and their team invite you to AMPM Farms, 1907 Lawrence Road in Greenville, and next to Farmhouse Tacos and Traveler's Rest. Online at ampmfarmsbutcheryandmarket.com.
This isn't background noise. This is sports radio with teeth.
These guys are serious.
We are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
Where it began, I can't begin.
We gotta move. Let me tell you about Lake Kiwi Auto Group's final sale of the year. This is, you have a few more days, unless they extend this. Right now, this is 2 or through the 10th. So you have to act in the next 3 days, I guess. That'd be what that is. 3 days. Oh, final sale of the year. Look, hurry in for the most incredible selection. Get there now before the vehicle you want gets sold. With discounts this big, these vehicles go fast. Big news. Lake Kiwi Ford, Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram's year-end sale is on, and they've saved the best for last. I'm talking new trucks discounted up to $10,000 off the sticker price. Yes, you could save up to $10,000 on new Rams and F-150s at Lake Kiwi, and saving 10 grand on a new truck is huge. You want a new F-150 or a new Ram? Lake Kiwi's got a bunch of them to choose from. Not sure what you want? Lake Kiwi, you can test drive them both. Do a side-by-side comparison. See which fits you best. See what you like best. Lake Kiwi also has a ton of low-mileage, one-owner, pre-owned trucks in stock. You can test drive those too. Fact is, Lake Kiwi has over 600 vehicles on the lot and ready for delivery. It's the biggest selection in the entire upstate, and they're all clearance price for that massive year-end sale. Financing is easy, regardless of your situation, how much you owe in your trade. Lake Kiwi can get you approved, so hurry in to Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Lake Kiwi Ford, Highway 123 between Seneca and Clemson. Shop online, lakekiwiautogroup.com, 864-888-1200. 864-888-1200. You will 100% thank me later. All right. If you listen to the show on signing day, where I cover Clemson's recruiting class and do analysis on all the players, the two guys that really jumped out at me in this offensive line class were Chance Barkley and Grant Wise. I think that both of these guys have a legitimate chance to be starting offensive linemen for Clemson next year. If they don't start, I will be shocked if they don't play. Shocked. I think both Barkley and Grant Wise are ready to step onto a college football field and contribute immediately. And quite frankly, I remember I watched Barkley with all the one-on-ones, and I just thought he was a dude. I mean, I just thought he was aggressive, physical, athletic. There's just a lot to like. And Grant Wise reminds me of some of the old Nebraska offensive linemen. He is a brick blank house, okay? He's Audi Crooks as a male. He's 6'3", 6'4", and 320 pounds, and he's not carrying any bad weight. Dude is a mauler. He's a champion wrestler. Trust me when I tell you this. These two dudes are playing, okay? So they are part of this equation for the Clemson offensive line next year, and I would start to pencil them in, all right? Again, do I guarantee today that they're both going to start? I think either or both could start. I think I will be shocked if both don't play. So when we start to figure out the offensive line for next year and you start to realize the changes that are going to take place, Jacobs is probably going to move to the outside. He's probably going to be a tackle. That's what his body type says anyway. I thought he was really effective at guard this year, but I think he moves to tackle next year. And I think in Thurman, you have an athletic guy, and those are your likely starting tackles. And then, it's figuring out the rest of it. And we know some of those pieces already. There are some guys who are pretty good football players and experienced players. But these two guys are going to join that mix. So before we ever get to the portal talk, the two dudes who are playing next year from this offensive line class are Chance Barkley and Grant Wise. Both of them are playing. And I'll be shocked if those two guys aren't playing. Come back and tell me later if I'm wrong, okay? But I won't be. Barkley and Grant Wise are both playing. And I think they're both candidates to start. That's how impactful I think they are. They were the two guys who just stood out to me completely when I did the analysis. And again, remember, I don't listen to Dabo Swinney's press conference or anything until after I do my own analysis. And I give you, I present that to you every time. And again, I don't know exactly what I said about either of these guys. I was looking at their film at the time. So you'd have to go back to that signing day show and you can find more information. But you're going to find me saying, you know, the same basic things with more exact details because it was fresh in my mind. I haven't watched their film today or anything. I watched it then. And that was my view then. And my view hasn't changed. Those two dudes are playing, all right? The dark horse guy to watch is Leo Delaney. He might need another year in the crock pot, but he's the dark horse guy to watch. I like Delaney's film as well. Delaney is a tackle, in my estimation. And I don't even have his height and weight in front of me, but I think he's like 6'6 and 290. And he may have a little more filling out to do, but he's a guy who's going to play sooner than later. And he's one that I think he's probably like a 3-star guy. I don't know what his star rating was, nor do I care. But I expect him to make an impact sooner than later. But when we look at the offensive line for Clemson next year and how that is constructed and how Matt Luke constructs it, look, we have seen a lot in recent years about guys being able to move around the offensive line and play multiple positions. I think that's a valuable thing. I also think that when you have a guy like Matt Luke, I think he would rather have prototypes wherever possible. You know, in other words, if a guy has a tackle body type, he'd rather play him at tackle. You know, you might have to do something else with injuries or depth issues, but you'd rather play them at positions that they fit in. And, you know, and I think Delaney and Grant Wise are going to compete as interior offensive linemen immediately. And both are going to play. And I think both are more than ready to play, physically more than ready to play. There aren't a lot of guys that come out of high school and enter major college football that are physically ready to play on the offensive line. That's the first thing. The first thing is, are they physically ready to play? You get a lot of fat 300-pounders, guys who may have maybe 300-pounders, but it's going to take, you know, 2-3 years in a college strength and conditioning program to replace bad weight with good weight and to make them viable players. In other words, not just lard A's. All right? That's not what Clemson has in Wise and in Barkley. These are two guys who legitimately carry their weight and are going to play right away. And like I said, Wise is Audi Crooks as a male. He's 6'3", 320, whatever he is. He's just, and I think he's going to be a mauler. And he will 100% fit on the interior. And as I indicated, Barkley, with all the one-on-ones, I watched him just whip dudes. And so I think that those two guys are playing. And then the dark horse to me is Delaney. I'm interested to see his progress. But those two are playing. And so when we start to talk about the Clemson offensive line picture for next year, and you talk about the returning players and the need to add the portal, yes, I think there still is a need to add the portal there. I don't think there's any question about that. And I'm going to be interested to see what Clemson's able to pull off in that regard. But all I wanted to say in this case is that I do think at the minimum two freshmen are going to contribute to this offensive line picture next year. So I think that's going to be a part of this equation, and I'll be shocked if they don't. So this was a really good offensive line class, and in my mind, initially at least, led by those two guys in terms of their readiness to step on a college football field. So whatever else Clemson adds in the offensive line in the portal, which I'm sure they will be additional pieces to this puzzle. And obviously the offensive line did not play great this year. They weren't awful in pass protection, but they did not play great. I don't think that Garrett Riley ever gave them a chance to be good in the running game, but I think clearly they lacked athleticism in some of the areas you need offensive linemen to be athletic. I think clearly there was there was a lack of that. I think this group moving forward is going to be far more athletic. And again, you're relying on two guys who were injured last year, but I think your athleticism goes up when Jacobs and Thurman are on the field. I think it goes up. It's going to go up with the incoming guys, with like Barclay and Grant Wise as well. I think it's going to go up further, but I think initially, I think when you look at Jacobs and you look at Thurman, you have two guys who are really athletic players who will probably project as your starting tackles next year. And then you got to figure out the rest of it. But my point is these two guys are going to be a part of that deal. And I would expect both to play and both to be significant contributors right away. So we'll see how it all plays out. But that is my expectation as we sit here today. Let me tell you about Yoder's. Established in 1986 by the Yoder family, this family-owned business is based in Fairplay, South Carolina, with the mission to be the most helpful building supply in the region. Yoder's offers a spacious showroom, knowledgeable and friendly staff, extensive selection of high-quality product lines. The company caters to professional contractors, ensuring access to top-tier materials for various building needs. This is Yoder's. Yoder's Building Services provides a wide range of building materials available both in stock and through special orders to address the diverse needs of construction projects. Their departments include building materials, lumber, roofing, siding, windows, doors, masonry, hardware, tools, and more, engineered wood and truss manufacturing plant, installed services like cabinet, snow, and garage doors. With extensive product knowledge and attention to detail, Yoder stands apart from all the competition, aiming to be a one-stop shop for all your building needs while delivering exceptional service and high-quality materials. This is Yoder's. Customers are encouraged to visit Yoder's showroom to explore quality options for their next building project. The staff is more than ready to assist with personalized service and expert advice. 500 East Fairplay Boulevard in Fairplay, 864-972-3003, 864-972-3003. Monday to Thursday, 7 to 5, Friday, 7 to 4:30, Saturday and Sunday closed. The website is goyoders.com. At Yoder's Building Supply, quality is more than a promise. It's a way of life. By the way, Ramon, last night, 1:30, the Coyotes started in big time. I have never heard them that loud.
Really?
Or that many. Oh, my God. They were over at the Crazy Cat Lady's place. That's the direction they were coming in. Yeah. Yep, there's that. College basketball, Clemson basketball, obviously an enormous game, 9 o'clock, Phillip Littlejohn. This team's going to need your support tonight to beat this basketball team. SMU, I admit, scares me. I just don't know. I don't, maybe you get them at a good time coming off a big win over North Carolina. My guess is they do not shoot the three. Well, they're not going to shoot the three as well as against Clemson. Clemson's going to guard them better than North Carolina did. I think that's a given. And so I don't think they'll shoot the three as well with Clemson's defense and being on the road. I think that's going to be important. You can't put them at the line. They shoot 77% from the line as a team, which is crazy good, and that's one of the leaders in the nation. So you do not want to put this team on the foul line. Again, just from a player standpoint, from a defensive standpoint, they're going to play both man and zone. The zone was really effective against North Carolina. Boopie Miller is, I think, the quickest point guard in America. Leveling him off is going to be a challenge. It'll be interesting to see. Who gets that role, and whether Clemson plays multiple guys against him, probably will. B.J. Edwards, the next best player. Edwards was ACC Player of the Week last week. Edwards is a talented stat sheet stuffer. Pierre Jr. is was the Conference USA Player of the Year. He's a transfer player. He hit a number of threes against North Carolina. Again, may not necessarily be a strength. He's a real talent, though. He averaged 22 points a game last year playing in Conference USA. Washington has been shooting the ball much better of late. He came into the North Carolina game shooting 36% from the field. He hit a number of threes against North Carolina. I don't know how many. He can shoot. He can play. He's another transfer, Wichita State. It's not a big team. It's an athletic, quick team. Igatolo is their size, and he's enough size for anybody. He's 7'2", whatever he is, and 280, 300 pounds. He's a monster, and it's going to be interesting to see how Clemson tries to defend him. You hope that SMU forgets about him a little bit. Transition defense is going to be very important. Control of the backboard is going to be very important. You can't commit live ball turnovers against SMU. If you commit live ball turnovers, you're going to pay a big-time price. You can't turn it over out high, particularly, and they will trap you. When they're playing man, they're going to trap you at times. If they trap you and they get out and run, you're doomed. So you can't, you've got to play strong with the basketball. No live ball turnovers. You got to really limit your turnovers. You have to make SMU earn their points. The Toombs kid off the bench is their other size. He's a player. I mean, he's a real talent. He's just starting to get better game by game. I think Clemson is going to find a way to win. I think this is going to be a very tough game, and home support is going to be vital for it. But I would expect a really competitive game because in the last couple of minutes. We're done. I'll see you tomorrow.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT-AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Saying. For the ESPN Radio Sports Beat,
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT-AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
This is SportsCenter.
I'm Christine Lisi. If star point guard Trae Young gets his wish, he won't have to travel too far to get to his next destination. As he and the Hawks continue to discuss a possible trade, Young's let it be known that Washington is his preferred landing spot. ESPN NBA analyst Chinne Agumake.
And this is a perfect reset place because he's 27 years old. He's still young enough to be able to have an impact. And let me just tell you, the only way is up. The only way for the Wizards is up. And also, you think about it, like his skill set to make other people better, he will have the ball in his hands. He will be able to score. Like, this is.